This is Cortland Sutton, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by the trash man and his panting dog, per our usual arrangement. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier.
It's hot here in Austin.
It is. Today, and it's hot in the fantasy football streets. Boys, good to have everybody back after some travel this week for some football-related events and some sickness-related events for Cody. But we're all three back, and it's starting to feel like, man, we're getting close to where it's 4th of July time, and we all know that after 4th of July, it's Scott Fishbowl time. And after that, we're going to start getting the normies back around here, talking about fantasy football, their season-long leagues, their home leagues. We've been talking about it for a while. We have the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet available in PPR over at rosterwatch.com. Soon to come with the standard and half point sheets and the super flex sheets, but we're getting a good idea of ADPs. And today what we're going to be doing is, as these things are starting to come together a little bit, we're going to be talking about mid round, late round, and what we're going to be doing, let's just say in round 6 through 14, as far as players that we'd like to come out of those rounds with. And we'll each list our favorite player in round 6 through 14 that we are interested in coming out of our drafts with. Clearly, we won't get them every time, but you know, these would be our top targets. Cody, let's start in round 6. Let's start with you.
All right, I'll make this one easy because everybody already knows it's one of my favorite guys, so I won't have much words to say here. But the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 72nd overall right now in ADP, so right there at the end of the 6th round. So if you're drafting at the 601, 602, you'll most likely he'll be available. Caleb Johnson here. His ECR is 94, but on Yahoo and some of these other places, he's going around 63, 66. So I think round 6 is still a fantastic place to get him. I'd feel good all the way up into the 5th. And, you know, by the time drafts really get cooking and we're maybe in mid-August, I wouldn't be shocked to see him in the late 4th. But here in the 6th round, at the back end of the 6th round, I'll take Caleb Johnson.
Okay, so maybe it's just way too much on my mind because I just shared with you guys the first of the tools that, or the first of the metrics that need to go in to be created to create our strength of schedule tools, and it's the implied team total tool and game script tool. We'll also be adding the dome game / environment tool, but the implied team totals and spreads tool is part of the strength of schedule tool, which also is going to take into account once Cody and I get in here and start grading out all these different units, whether it's the cornerbacks, the safeties, the front seven, the pass rush, all this. So we don't just look at fantasy points allowed from last year, right? We will take a little bit of the last 10 weeks as far as adjusted fantasy points allowed for the strength of schedule tool, but that's only like 20% of it, right? The vast majority of it is the personnel that they have this season that teams are going to be matching up with. But one of the things for running backs that we do factor in is these implied team totals and these projected game scripts. And Cody, I just do wonder, you see Pittsburgh, I see here, they have an average implied team total of 21.4 over the course of the season. That's 7th worst of anybody. Does it bother you at all that there's and you know, it doesn't always worry you if the, you know, if the game scripts look to be kind of bad for these guys, if you know that they're going to be weapons as pass catchers and like in trailing mode, with the concerns about Caleb Johnson and the fact they focus so much on his pass protection and stuff like that, do you worry at all about a lack of volume just due to game scripts?
I don't worry about that. I think that Aaron Rodgers is still a fine quarterback. I mean, you're talking about a guy that came off of last season. I know with the Jets, it was kind of an abysmal year, but he had almost 4,000 passing yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. Like, this offense is going to move the football, and I think it's going to come on the heels of that revamped offensive line that we've talked about the last couple of years and that has blocked for Najee and that has allowed, you know, this team with underwhelming quarterback play the last couple of years compete for a playoff spot. I think this team's a playoff team. I talked about this on my solo show the other day about one of my hot takes for the year is the Steelers are going to win the division. I don't think we're going to be in this complete, you know, downtrodden 5-12 year with the Steelers, and I think that's going to benefit Caleb.
Trash man, who do you got round six?
Round six, I have my boy George Pickens out of Dallas. I was thinking I wanted to go with DeAndre Swift maybe, but I can't. I got to go with one of my Cowboys, and to be able to get a viable piece of the Cowboys offense in the sixth round, a guy who could potentially perform, you know, as a high end wide receiver two. I mean, he could have wide receiver one numbers on given weeks. He could be in the realm of like a T. Higgins. And so to get that at sixth in the sixth round, to me, that's kind of a measurable value. So give me George Pickens there.
Can't argue with it at all. Just wanted to let everybody know what we're using here as far as ADP. We're using a composite of Yahoo, FFPC, Underdog, the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard, the Fantasy Pros Expert Consensus Rankings, and ESPN.com ADP. So some of you might, if you're just only drafting on Underdog or something like that, you might think these ADPs are out of whack, but this is more closely to what they're going to be for your home leagues. Mine is going to be in this one pretty easily, Travion Henderson. And you're going to be able to get him later than this on Yahoo and on ESPN and stuff like that. He's going to be more like a seventh or eighth round pick on those platforms, at least to start, but he's getting pulled up a little bit here in our composite just due to where he's ranked by the expert consensus at Fantasy Pros and also in FFPC in the high stakes leagues. He's going at 56 overall right now. So I think that it says a lot that in the FFPC and the sharp leagues, he's going in that spot. He's super talented. I've said it before. If I get 12 carries a game out of him and five targets, I feel like I've hit jackpot. And, New England is actually a team that is, I can't believe that, you know, it's like, you know, it's, I can't believe it's, you know, it's a team that is actually kind of middling as far as what people are expecting, as far as their game scripts this season. So, that would be mine, is Travion Henderson for the Patriots. Trashman, let's start with you this time for round seven.
Okay. Round seven for me, it's Calvin Ridley, just the opportunity to get a team's number one receiver with a rookie quarterback who could be, you know, the next Jaden Daniels or the first Cam Ward. To me, to be able to get that kind of value in the seventh round, that's just kind of crazy with a player of Calvin Ridley's, you know, pedigree. We know what he's capable of, and we just needed a good quarterback to pair with him, and hopefully we're getting that in Ward. He's going to get a ton of targets there in that offense. And he's, compared to some of these other receivers who you can take in the seventh round, I think he's maybe the best red zone option of that group.
I like a lot of picks here in this round. A lot of guys who Chris Olave is going in here. Jordan Addison's going in here. Travis.
Right. I considered all those guys, and I think Ridley has the best red zone presence of that crew.
Travis Kelce. Interesting. I mean, it feels weird to say Juwan Jennings, but I can't believe I'm going to say this. This is a guy that I've never liked as far as anything as being a prospect or anything, but it's Brian Robinson. Look, man, he's actually a better pass catcher than he's given credit for. He's obviously going to be their kind of lead guy. You hear Austin Eckler talk, and he talks about how it's, you know, he thinks it's a really good running back room that they have. And all they brought in was Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. I think that
Bob.
is it not Travis Homer? Who? Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols.
Yeah, the only other one there. Brian Robinson is going to be their lead back. And I hate to keep going back to this tool, but like I said, I just finished it this morning. And Washington, they're only not favored in one, two, three games this season, and they have the fourth highest average implied team total at 25.2, behind only the Detroit Lions, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills. And you get the lead back on that team at the end of the seventh, maybe even eight. I'd prefer him in the eighth, but yeah, I'd hate to say it, but I'm kind of in on B-Rob. Cody.
I mean, I started to turn the corner last fall when I saw him at training camp, and he seems like he slimmed up a little bit. And I think he's going to continue to grow in that offense, especially as Eckler age is out. I think he's kind of take advantage of it. One player I'm going to take advantage of is a value here in a guy that, you know, we've only seen him for a decade now finish as either the tight end two or the tight end one. Up until this last year, finishes a tight end six in a fantasy points per game basis, dropped down to 800 yards, only three receiving touchdowns this past year. Feels like it's getting baked in a little bit to this ADP. People are, you know, worrying about his age, as they should. But I think we're going to get a revamped, a rejuvenated, because he was starting to get a little out of shape last year, and he looks a little bit leaner and healthier during these tight end U workouts that they've been having down in Nashville. I'm going to go Travis Kelce here, mid-seventh. He's going off the board, 80th overall in consensus, 64th as the low on Yahoo, and 109 as the high on Draft Wizard right now. I think you just tie the line back to Tony Gonzalez, how this thing worked until age 37, attached to a good quarterback in Matt Ryan. Of course, Kelce has a great relationship with Patrick Mahomes. And talking about red zone stuff with Trashman, the only thing I'll combat with the Ridley thing is I think Travis Kelce's got a pretty good red zone connection with Patrick Mahomes.
I was talking about wide receivers.
He's kind of been a wide receiver for the last, you know, couple of years, technically. Not technically. But I like Travis Kelce here. I think you're getting a good value on a tight end that we know is going to finish up in this, you know, conversation, and he's a very dependable piece in a round that, quite frankly, guys, like, I know you brought Brian Robinson and Kelvin Ridley. I if you held, you know, something sharp to my neck and said, hey, pick a guy in this round that's going to be dependable on a week-to-week basis, really the only name I could say is probably Travis Kelce.
He wasn't dependable on a week-to-week basis last season, but I just – but he, you were getting him – you were having to go four rounds higher to get him.
Exactly. You know?
So let's move on to the eighth round here. For me in this one, I'm just going to go with a guy that I keep getting a whole lot, and I'm just going to – I'm going to bet on the Golden Sun, dude. I'm going to bet on our guy, Cooper Kupp. It kind of goes against a little bit of, you know, what I kind of want to get off board with these guys and let go of my biases. And we all know that Cooper Kupp has been, everybody in Roster Watch has had him in Dynasty since he was a rookie. We all have him. We all love him. He's been great. It's not scientific at all. I feel like last year he was never right, and I don't think this is the year that Cooper Kupp falls off. I think he's got one last gasp in him, and this is going to be it. If we're talking here, we're talking about the eighth round of our draft. This is the very bottom of the eighth round too. You can generally get him in the ninth and sometimes 10th round. I'm getting him a lot, usually in the ninth or the 10th, but even here in the eighth, where he technically is with the second to last pick of the eighth, as far as his consensus ranking across all the sites, I'm going Cooper Kupp here and just hoping he can return to form. Cody?
I don't hate that. I don't love this round either, though. I kind of just brought it up. I didn't love the seventh round, and I don't really love the eighth round. But if there's one player that I think I could tell you a story about, it's going to be Kyler. Most people will kick the can if they don't take the quarterback early, or they kick it down like Brock Purdy situation. I think Kyler's in a good spot, man. I think that the Seattle Seahawks are in a kind of a churn year where they're going to be floating around 500. A lot of these things have to mesh right in Seattle. I think you look at San Fran, they're kind of in flux. I think the Rams are going to be good, but they're also aging out. And I think this is a year where Arizona can kind of take that step forward, and you got a passing game that they've pretty much told us is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. It's going to be Trey McBride. Kyler's another year removed from that ACL. I think you're going to get a little more rushing upside from Kyler. I'm going to take him here in the early part or the mid round of the eighth round. So I'm going to go Kyler Murray and take my first quarterback.
Trash man.
To me, this is easy now that Cooper Kupp is off the board for me. It was a choice between these two guys. And for me, it's Najee Harris. I just think there's so much talk, so much scuttle about Amari and Hampton and that offense. But I think Harris is going to be the first line of offense there for the Chargers. So I think that this is an easy one for me, potentially getting, you know, a running back who could score double-digit touchdowns in 2025 in the eighth round. Give me that all day.
All right, Cody, let's start the ninth round with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Cause I was like, I don't know if he's going to make it to me. I'm going to go Jordan Mason here. Jordan Mason is going off the board 108th consensus right now, 114th consensus. Sorry, but he's 108th ranked on our sheet. Yahoo's about 117th, 96th on FFPC around that area. But ninth round, I think Jordan Mason's sitting in a spot right now in Minnesota where, you know, you talked about it, the implied points, the strength of schedule tool is not really being nice to Minnesota. And I think a lot of that goes towards the quarterback situation. And I think if you believe that this quarterback is going to be competent in J.J. McCarthy under Kevin O'Connell, I think you can believe in a competent run game behind a very good offensive line. And Aaron Jones, more of a pass-catching back. I think he is going to start trending more towards that direction as he has in his later years. And it's going to allow Jordan Mason to kind of get the bulk of the carries, especially around the goal line. I talked about this also on, I think, Tuesday or whatever day I did that the hot takes show. Jordan Mason could lead the league in rushing touchdowns. Would not surprise me, just because I think that's a good football team. And with a pseudo rookie quarterback, I could see the opportunities being there, kind of like a LeGarrette Blount situation. So I'm going to go Jordan Mason here in the ninth round.
All right. Trash Man, you're up next.
Okay. For me, it's going to be Matthew Golden from Green Bay.
It doesn't feel a little early to you?
I like the upside there compared to who else there. If I take over him, or I take him over them, am I going to feel deep regret about? There's nobody there who I'm like would be champing at the bit to get otherwise. So yeah, give me Golden there in that round, with the upside that he has, potentially to be that team's number one receiver.
Okay, you can get Golden later than this, though. I think why is he getting pulled up so much? Is it because of Underdog? What is
so it looks like
Underdog and ESPN.
Okay. For me, like, this is something that can't ever happen whenever I'm doing the simulations, because I run them on the Draft Wizard, but it's Rashad White, and Rashad White is going at on FFPC, he's going like 123. Here we have him at 116 as far as consensus. But on the Draft Wizard, as far as the mock draft ADP from the Draft Wizard on Fantasy Pros, he's going at 93 over there. And I think that's why you don't get him as much running the sims there on that one. And, of course, that'll tighten up as they pull in more ADPs from different spots. But we have to do it kind of manually here now. They talk about Bucky Irving and Rashad White like a true – they talk about them like a 1-2 punch. They talk about them like they want them to be – it's a tandem. They love their running back group, and Rashad White can do so much. And we just saw last year, I think he had the most receiving touchdowns of – did he have the most receiving touchdowns of any running back last season? I think that might be true. Those are stats I shouldn't be just ripping off without totally knowing them, but I think it's something close to that. Another thing too is Bucky Irving is like, we want to be a part of this offense, right? This is an offense that's going to be top 10.
It was Achane and White.
Okay, so close, right? Yeah, so tied. This is an offense that's going to be top 10 in weekly implied team totals, and I don't think they're going to be able to keep banging, you know, just play after play for a whole other season, 195-pound Bucky Irving in between the tackles, and have that guy stay healthy. It's going to have to be a tandem, man. Like, Rashad White's going to get to play. So, yeah, that's where I'm going. 10th round, give me Rashad White.
Did you skip a ninth round pick?
You skipped ninth round.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I was like, are you taking Rashad in the ninth round?
Okay. So I went 10th round. all right. Ninth round. So that's my 10th rounder. my ninth round. I hate the ninth round. Maybe that's why I just moved on. Here, I just
take ETN for the same reasons.
take Evan Engram or David Njoku in the ninth round. Okay. Let's move on to the 10th round. And then I've already said mine. So how about Cody, you go yours.
All right. I mean, this is an interesting one. I think there's a lot of different dynamics here. Obviously, you got the quarterbacks at the top and Purdy, Herbert, Williams, and Prescott kind of all in this area. But I'm going to go Keon Coleman. A lot of people hate this. You can see the ADP disparity from Yahoo 166 all the way down to like the 108, 112, 118. I'm fine with that area. I think this is exactly where he's at. Round 10 for Keon Coleman, a guy that, you know, I've said my piece on multiple shows. People who listen to Roster Watch Nation know how I feel about Keon Coleman. I think he's going to be the alpha in this offense. I don't think he's going to sit behind a Khalil Shakir and Elijah Moore that I actually love, or, you know, Josh Palmer. I'm not going to sit behind Josh Palmer. Like, what are we doing here? This is Keon Coleman's offense. This is his situation. This is his opportunity to really show up and blow onto the screen and blow onto the scene and give us like 8, 9, 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards.
All right. Trash Man.
To me here, it's got to be Dak Prescott. With
your boy?
I kind of like that.
I mean, I usually don't love Dak. Well, I don't love Dak in reality. But for fantasy purposes, he's got this new addition. Like, we can't – I don't know if we're comprehending the potential for George Pickens in this offense. So I think this might be a banner year for Dak Prescott under center for the Cowboys. And to be able to get him in the 10th round, I think that's value there.
Stacking up Pickens and Prescott. I kind of like it.
All right. Are we drafting teams here? Because if that's the case, I have like all running backs. Are we doing teams where we're going to get graded on these teams?
I mean, we're not, but I might post it on Twitter and see what the.
Okay. All right, let's go to the 11th round. I screwed us up with our where are we as far as who's first? Is a trash man first this time?
Whatever. I think I'm first this round.
I'm not even sure we ever made rules about who goes first.
We've just been going like, you know.
I don't either. But for me in this round, it's going to be Tyler Warren for the Colts. I mean, they've just been talking him up already in camps. And if there's one thing Daniel Jones needs, it's a safety blanket there in that Indianapolis offense, or Anthony Richardson if he somehow, you know, gets that whole back on the quarterback position there under center. I think Tyler Warren, he's going to break the mold for Colts tight ends over the past few seasons. I think we finally get a Colts tight end who's going to be a viable fantasy contributor on a weekly basis, and Warren. So yeah, give me him. He could be top five tight end upside.
All right, I'll go. I mean, it's Jaden Blue for me for Dallas here in the 11th round. So you can sometimes get him 12th round, but give him to me in the 11th here. I'll go ahead and take him. It's doesn't just have to do with my supreme lack of faith in Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. It has to do with just it's real easy to forget just how dynamic and how good Jaden Blue was last year. And a little bit of the season got derailed because of the way that Tashaar Choice and Steve Sarkisian really just hated some of his fumbles. But if you go back and look, the fumbling wasn't really that big of an issue. I feel like they made it a bigger deal than it was. And when I was doing some work for a report I did last week, watching back one of the backup guards for Texas and getting the all 22s and stuff, I was thinking, dude, Blue is awesome. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, gosh, man, it feels like Texas for a while there, they really screwed this up and didn't use him enough when they were using so much Trey Wisner. So give me Jaden Blue. He's going to have a significant workload in his rookie season. If Javonte Williams is as sapped and if Miles Sanders is as sapped as they looked last season. And like, you can't tell me not to believe my lying eyes about that. Like I saw it with my own two eyes. We all saw last season for all three of these players. And to me, it just leads me to Jaden Blue in the 11th round.
In the 11th round, I would have taken Jaden Blue, but I got sniped. So I'm going to take another guy that, you know, has the wheels. He came out a year ago actually and showed that he could play football. He's a fourth round pick as well. He gave us three RB1 weeks in the back half of the season when he saw between 50 and 60% of the snaps. I'm going to go Isaac Garendo here. I remember, you know, the last couple of years, this has been Kendre territory, Roshan territory, rookie territory, Jaden Blue, one of those names. I'm going to go Garendo here because I know he can play football. I know they'll use him in this offense, and I know Christian McCaffrey's probably not playing 17 games.
Fair enough. All right, let's move to round 12, and I guess start with Cody.
Yeah. Sure. Round 12 sucks. Give me Marvin Mims. I'll go to Denver. I'll take Marvin Mims. I'll just, you know, I don't love this thing, but I'm going to just, you know, put him on my roster. I'm going to let him sit there, and I'm going to see just kind of what unfolds, see if Sean Payton decides that he wants to use Marvin Mims like he did in the last, 2 weeks of the season and score points and win games, or if he's not going to not use him. If he doesn't use him, I'll just cut him. We're getting to that territory where I'm fine if I throw a dart and miss. I'm going to take Marvin Mims here at the 12th.
Trash man.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of a hold your nose kind of round. But for me, I'll go CJ Stroud. If we're just talking about guys we can't leave this round without. I think it's a bounce back year for CJ Stroud. I mean, prior to this last season, this was a guy who was a premier and elite quarterback in the NFL. And I think he's got more weapons. They just stockpiling him with offensive weapons, with pass catching options this offseason. So yeah, set me up for a bounce back for CJ Stroud.
I'm going quarterback here, dude. I'm going JJ McCarthy. I think
he's going. We'll tell you not to though.
I think the implied team total tool. Look, we have to take it into consideration. We have to use it as part of the process, right? It's going to be part of the strength of schedule suite of tools available to our pro members, of course, at rosterwatch.com. The best way to support us, by the way, is going to get into pro membership at RosterWatch. It's how we can do this. But I think he looks good. I think he looks good. Every clip I see, he looks awesome. He's got an awesome surrounding cast. The offensive line has been upgraded. He's got Kevin O'Connell there, the coach. That's like the new quarterback whisperer. And man, if he's seen enough of the guy to say like, dude, I don't really care about what we had last season with a really special thing that happened with Darnold and all the rest. That's like McCarthy's better, and I picked him to be the future. And I think things are lining up. It just makes sense. It makes sense for JJ McCarthy to take him here. So I'm going to go JJ McCarthy, and I'm going to tie my horse up to Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson and Jordan Addison. All right. I'm up first. And then, so we're in round 13. So the second to last, are we in 13?
Yep.
Yeah.
I hate every pick in this round. Can I reach for somebody in round 14 and round 13?
No.
I have to take one of these idiots?
Yeah.
I don't want any of them.
You don't?
Jalen McMillan, Trey Harris, Rashad Bateman, Trevor Lawrence, Adam Thielen, Braylon Allen, Jack Besh, Kyle Pitts, Matthew Stafford, Kyle Williams, Michael Penix, and Pat Freiermuth. I'm not taking any of those guys.
Who was the – damn it.
You got to make the hard decisions.
I would just pick Roschon Johnson here.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I would take Roschon in the 13th round. You wouldn't?
You take Roschon over the value with Kyle Pitts over the really?
What are you going to sell me on Kyle Pitts? What do we have to?
I mean, dude, it's a 13th round, homie. Like, we got Michael Penix. Like, I think Trashman is probably going to. I think I could probably give Trashman a high five through the screen with this one. It's a 13th round, man. This isn't like the 6th round. This is the 13th round with Kyle Pitts. Yeah. I got Kelsey on my squad, and I'm going to take him.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying,
you're looking at Michael Penix, a guy that we saw.
For me, the pick here is Michael Penix. Easy.
All right. Well, there you go. We're back to back with the Atlanta thing. I think that makes a ton of sense here because it's like you saw Michael Penix raise the floor in Washington.
I don't want any of these players. I'm not gonna stand on a soapbox for any of these guys.
All right. Well, we'll Dante Culpepper you then, and we'll skip you.
No, I'm gonna reach for Roschon.
Have at it.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm taking Michael Penix here. I mean, we've seen the flashes. We've seen the potential already, and the limited action he had last season. I think he's got a good supporting cast. I mean, he's got one of the best running backs in the league to open up that for him. I think the dominoes are just lined up for Penix to just knock him down this season, and to be able to get him in the 13th round. You know, we talk about taking quarterbacks late anyway. And so if I can get Penix here in the 13th and just get a treasure trove of other players before that, yeah, give me Penix all day here.
Byron's going to love that, by the way. I know Byron's going to love Michael Penix.
Cody, did you pick one? Are you picking Pitts?
It's Pitts. Team Atlanta in the 13th round.
All right. And then let's go on to the 14th round. I forgot who's going first. Is it Trashman by now?
It is me.
Final round, Trash.
Well, you've already chosen Roschon Johnson, so I mean, like, oh, but I guess that was for the previous round. So
yeah,
I don't know what that does to our system.
Yes, you can take Anthony Richardson if you want to, Trash Man.
I can take anybody at this point. in that case, no, give me I don't want to just take another quarterback here, but to me, the obvious choice is Cam Ward in the 14th round. Another guy, another rookie who could potentially be the best, could be the offensive rookie of the year there in Tennessee. Could be, like I said, the next Jaden Daniels, the first Cam Ward. There's a reason why they took him with their first pick. Give me the upside with Cam Ward. Give me the weapons he has in Tennessee. Give me those two pass catching backs that he can dump it off to all day. Give me Cam Ward.
I'll go. I would consider reaching here to get Dylan Sampson, who's going in the next round. But the guy that I would take, especially if I'd held out on tight ends here, is I would go Hunter Henry. We've talked about it a bunch. We talked about his on-off splits with Drake May. Just so much better of a tight end with Drake May. And if we're gonna be putting ourselves in the position where we say, you know, Drake May is gonna be good, it's like his pass catchers are not. I think it's gonna be Travion Henderson, it's gonna be Hunter Henry, it's gonna be Stephon Diggs, it'll be Kyle Williams, and he has the built-in budding connection with Hunter Henry. So that's where I'm going to go there, purely projection-based, volume-based, but also kind of talent-based. Man, I've always liked Hunter Henry. So that's where I'm going here. Last pick before kickers and defenses. Cody?
Well, if there's one thing I learned through this experiment, it's that between round 10 and 14, I think quarterback might be fun this year. Trashman did a good job getting Dak and Stroud and Penix and Ward. His team's not going to do a damn thing in our mini league here, but he's at least given us something to think about for updating the cheat sheet through the next 2 months. But for me in round 14, to add to my galactic amazing roster, I'm going to go Cedric Tillman. A guy that I think is just going to eat in Cleveland. I'm going to fight the upstream battle against the projected in time implied team totals. Cleveland's expected to suck. The quarterback's situation is expected to suck. But they had this thing called the Tom Savage Corollary down in Houston, and it was Tom Savage and DeAndre Hopkins. And for me in 2025, it's going to be not Tom Savage. It's going to be Joe Flacco. It's going to be Kenny Pickett. It's going to be Shedeur Sanders. Hell, it might be Dylan Gabriel, but it's always going to come back and circle back to Cedric Tillman, who is going to be severely underrated from now until September 5th.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.